Okay, the Ramei Hossam, the outcome of Ramei Hossam, El Mishnah Lekuchas. Only by two Lekuchas. The Yamr Lo, Yis, the Nachas Ruach Abaratol, Lekami, Bona Lemevad. That Ramei, then we say, she doesn't want to do what the husband wants. Because if so, she should have even saw him by the first time. Avav Lekeach Echad, but there's only one person involved, then we say, Afilu Ramei Moida. Even Ramei would agree that if she signs on what the husband did, she doesn't really mean it. She only wants to be nice to her husband. Or Mas Nisin, our Mishnah now, because of Loli Acher. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about in the case that first the husband gave the field away to somebody else, and she did not sign. And then the husband sold the field to a second person, and then she signed. So the kid says, since, or she said, Dinu Dvorim Einli B'Nechsecha. So since she only said it to the second person, and not to the first person, therefore is good our Mishnah. We see that she does not mean to do Nachas Ruach, like Rameya. She's not doing what the husband tells her, because she didn't sign by the first one. So then we say, when she signs in the second one, the pshat is, she really means it. So therefore there's no steer in the Mishnah Yisin. Rabbi owes like Rameya, but our Mishnah is, by the first field, she did not say this. Only by the second one. So Saraya, when she says it, she really means what she's saying. Tanan Hossam, learn the Gemara again like this. Ein nefroyim minachosim mishubodim v'mokim sheyesh nechosim b'nei chayrim. A regular case of a milva, when Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, so now Reuven goes to collect his money back from Shimon. So Shimon, true, at the time when he lent the money, had 10 fields, and now he only has 5 fields left. 5 fields he already sold, and 5 fields he still has left. So Lachar is, when Reuven wants to collect his money, he could only collect the money from the Nechosim B'nei Chorin that Shimon has right now. Kozeman Shimon has property, you're not allowed to go to the people he already sold it to already. Even though he sold all his better property, even the baininess he sold, he only has leftover Zaburius, the worst. So what? You can't collect from Mishabodim when you have B'nei Chayrin. That's a Pashat Halacha. Now we boil over a question like this. What's going to be Ishtaduf B'nei Chayrin Mahu the Lithlif Mishabdi? Let's say true, Shimon still has property. He has property. Reuven now has a right to collect $1,000 away from Shimon, and Shimon has property. But Ishtadif, the property that he got ruined. Christ, the flood went over it, ruined it, trash in his calculo. Became damaged, the field became damaged. And what's the locha? Does he have to take the damaged field, or does he have now a right to go to Lekuchais to Monai from Mishabodin? That's the shaila. Yetoshima, come and bring your proof. It says, Kosav Lurishan Vlechosmoloi. The husband wrote these fields away to somebody and she didn't sign, she didn't agree. Lesheni then he sold it to a second person, Vlechosmoloi, and she agreed, she signed. So it says, Ibdu Ksubasa. She loses a Ksuba since she signed second and not the first, so we don't say Nachasua Chasisla Baili, but she really meant to sell it, therefore she loses the right to get the Ksuba. Diva Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, if you want to tell me, Ishtaduf B'nei Chori, in a case when the property that the first person owns gets ruined, Torah from Mishabdi, that then you have a right to collect from Mishabodim, from Lekuchas, the people that already bought the fields. So if so, over here, Nehi Diyivduk Subasa Misheni, true, she lost the Ksuba from the second person, but Mirishan Mil Tikva, why doesn't she collect from the first person? So she didn't agree to the first sale. So why doesn't she get that field back? In other words, somebody bought it already. How come she can't collect? True, from the second person she can't collect, but why can't she collect from the first one? Since the second one she can't collect, it should be like it got ruined. And when you say the fields get ruined, she has a right to go to Lekuchais here also. Let it go back to the first person. So Rav Nachman Taka says, "Enechnami, Omer Nachman Rav Yitzchok, my Ivda. What does it mean that she loses the right to collect the ksuba? It only means Ivda Misheni from the second person that bought the second field. From him, she can't collect anymore. But Enechnami, from the first person, I tell you, maybe she could collect." So my Rav says, "No. Shtei Tshuvas Bedav. I have two questions on this. Chod one, the Ivda Lagamri Mashma. Ivda means it's lost completely. It's lost. You can't do anything about it." She can't get anything, not only from the second one, even from the first one also. V'yoy Tanya, also we learned, Lova Minechot, if you borrow from somebody, U'mochan Echosav L'shnayim, and he sold, then the Lova, the one that borrowed the money, sold this property to two different people. V'kosav Ba'al Choyv, Now the Baal Chayv, the one to lend the money to the first one, to Reuven, that has a right not to collect his money back or collect from Mishabadim, he wrote L'Lakeach Sheni. He wrote now to the person that bought the second field, you should know, Dinu Dvor Main Liyimach. I'm not going to bother you, I won't take the field away from you. So it says clearly, Ein Loi Al L'Lakeach Rishon Klum. He can't now even go back to the first person and collect the field from him. Why not? Because the first person, in other words, the Loiva had originally two properties. He sold one to Reuven, and then a second one to Shimon. Now the Malva wrote to Shimon, I'm not going to take it away from you. So the Malva loses out, and he can't even go back to Reuven. Why? Because Reuven has a right to say, when I bought my first field off the Loiva, I made sure that there was still property left over for you to collect your chay from. Like, I know you're the Malva, I know you have a right to collect your money, so I bedavka left over a field, so that you won't be able to take away my field. So therefore, you only have a right to collect from the second field, and since you yourself wrote to the second guy, you're not going to collect, you lose out. So here you see clearly, when you give up from the second one, you can't collect from the first one. So you see, you can't collect from the Shabbadim, even though the B'nai Chorin is like ruined. Somewhere says, no, from here there's no proof. Hossam, I tell you, Iyu the Yasid Nashi B'dayim. Here it's much different. Who told the Malva to do that? The Malva himself went ahead and knows that the Loiva has two fields, and he knows the Loiva sold one field to Reuven, and the lady sold the second field to Shimon. So the Malva knows which field could he collect from Shimon. So why in the world did the Malva tell Shimon, I'm not going to collect from you? Since he himself ruined it for himself, then it could be we don't let him go to the first person to take away his field. But maybe our shayla is by ishtaduf. What happens by itself, min hashamayim, stam, a flood came and ruined the field, ruined the b'nei chayrin. Where it got ruined by itself, we still have a shayla, maybe you have a right to collect from mishabodim. Oh, malei Rav Yehim le Rav Ashi. So Rav Yehim said to Rav Ashi, v'hamaisim b'chol yayim, you ask a question, I'll bring you a proof from the actions that happen every single day. Rashi says, the dainin donin the chibun ishtaduf in a hurry, tarfim im shabdi. I'll bring you proof from actions, maisim happen every single day, that they do let them collect from mishabadim. Even in the case where there's b'nei chayrin, but if the b'nei chayrin, those fields that the loiva has got ruined, we let the malva go to the people that bought the fields and collect from them. Tihu garva, there was a person. The mishkan le pardisa lechavra liyeseshanim. There was a person that borrowed $1,000, and he told the person, you know how I'll pay you back? I'll pay you back by letting you use my paradise, that's my orchard, for 10 years. You could use to get all the oranges for the next 10 years, and that's the way I pay up the chayv. Now what happened was, v'kash l'chomishonim. After 5 years, the orchard dried out. So the guy said, listen, you didn't pay me back your money? My money, I lent you $1,000. You're supposed to pay me back if I used the field for 10 years. After 5 years now, it got ruined, I can't use it anymore. So a good 50% you paid up, but you still owe me another 500. So now, what happened was, Yosla came with the Rabbanin, they came in front of the Rabbanin, the cost for their tirfa, and they wrote this person a shtar tirfa. In other words, he has a right now to collect the next $500 back from the loiva. And if the loiva in between sold the fields to other people, he has a right to collect from those other people. You see, clearly, you could collect from Mishabodim, even though there's b'nei chayrin here, that got ruined. Like this paradise is here, just it got ruined. So you see, since it got ruined, you have a right to collect from Mishabodim. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you maybe it's different that case. Hosam nani, there also, I'll tell you maybe, inuhu di asidu anashayu. They ruined it for themselves. These people that bought the fields, after the loan took place, off this loiva, they themselves did something wrong. Why? Like everybody knows that this person lent $1,000. And they know how they pay up the person by letting him use his orchard for 10 years. Everybody should know an orchard doesn't last 10 years. An orchard's aiming to dry out. So Melu, you should have known that that person is going to come back and take these fields that the loiva still has. So therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields in the first place. So loyiboyelu lemezvun. Therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields. So maybe then we take it away from you. But maybe in a normal case where the guy has a normal field, so you have a right to buy one field because you know you're leaving over another field for the light for the malva. Then later on, something abnormal comes, a marble comes and ruins the field. Maybe there we can't take it away from him. So you have no raya from here. But still, the Gemara says you should know the ilkus. So what's the maskana? What's the locha? No. ishtaduf. B'nei Chori, in the case where the B'nei Chori, in the property that Loida has, gets ruined, the halacha is tofim and mishabdi. You have a right to collect from mishabodim. We have a right to sell a mice you didn't get paid up. You have a right to go mishabodim. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says like this, what's going to be in the case of nichsei lecho? I say this property I want to give to you. Rashi says a man goes to a penuya, a man goes to a girl and says, listen, I want to give you a present, I'm giving you this property. But v'achrecha l'pleini, after you die, I don't want your yoshim to get it, but after you get finished with it, I want it to go to somebody else. That's what you have a right to do. Now the maisa was v'yomda v'nises. Now this man married this girl, now it's his wife. Halacha is ba'al lekeich evi. When you marry your wife, the property the husband has a right to use, the husband is called like a lekeich. It's like the husband bought it off her. So when she dies now, we don't let the field go to the achrecha, the second person, but rather stays by the husband. V'yein liachrecha b'mokim ba'al klum, and the second person has no right to keep it, b'mokim ha'ba'al. And come on, who does this go like? Kiyot time, like this tiny, the tiny we learned. Nichsei lechor. Somebody says, I want to give you a present. I'm going to give you my fields. V'yachrecha l'pleini. But you should know, after you die, it doesn't go to your yorshim. But after you get finished with it, it goes to somebody else. You have a right to give such a present like a shear. What happened was, Yorva Darishan, the first guy went down to it. But Umochar, he sold it right away. So lochar is Harsheni Moitzi Men Alekuchais. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Mechira doesn't help. Since you only have it for a short time, and when you die, it has to go to the second guy, so you have the right to sell it to take away from the second guy. The second guy gets it from the first one, from the one that bought it off the first one. That's Rebbe Shita. But Rebbe Shimon began, Lioloimer, no, Ein Lisheni Yelamasha Shaya Rishon. The second one only has what the first one left over. So merely you see, if the first guy sold it, his Mechira helps. So here also, true, the man first said, I'm giving it to this girl, and after this girl, somebody else gets it. But now when this man marries her, it's like he bought it off her. So if she sells it to somebody else, then even when she dies, we don't say the Achrecha gets it, but rather since she sold it, so Mechira is called a good Mechira. According to Shimon Gamliel, the Mechira helps. So Rabbi is saying like a Shimon Gamliel, that the Mechira is called a good Mechira. All right, we'll stop here.